Welcome to the Transform Your Mind Radio Hour and Podcast, a show about transformation, mindset transformation. This is Life Coach Marnie Young, and in my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of being born in poverty in Guyana to have an abundance in America. And I did it by changing my mindset. Let's go do it. Each week, I bring you guests or one-on-one coaching sessions to help you change your mindset and transform your life. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind, to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Marnie Young, and sitting in the guest chair today is Dr. Dawn Wood. Dr. Dawn and I are going to be talking on the topic, the connection between childhood trauma and autoimmune disorders. Welcome, Dr. Dawn.
Hey, Myrna. Great to meet you.
Yes, pleasure to meet you too. You know, I just finished listening to the book, What Happened to You? And that is a profound book on trauma, which is where we're going to be spending some time on today. But that book focused on the results of childhood trauma on, mental health and relationships and things like that. But I don't think I've ever read a book and I've had a lot of guests talk about trauma on this show that connect them to autoimmune disorders. So this is going to be new information for me, new information for listeners. So I'm going to enjoy learning from you today, Dr. Dawn.
Sounds great. Very good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. All right. Yes. A teachable moment for me. Okay. So let me give you guys some more information, a short bio on Dr. Dawn Wood. He is a PhD, developed the TIPP method after spending years researching how atmospheric conditions affect our minds and impact our lives. He went back to school later in life to get his PhD in clinical counseling and psychology to learn how to heal his daughter's Crohn's disease and his wife's autoimmune disease. Dr. Wood says that both my daughter and my wife experienced childhood trauma, and I saw how it affected their life, including their health. They both developed autoimmune disorders. The TIPP program developed by Dr. Wood has benefited individuals all across the world. Dr. Wood is also the author of two books, You Must Be Out of Your Mind and Emotional Concussions. Both are focused on how we can all make the desired changes by allowing our minds to reset and reboot. Dr. Wood has spoken on these topics domestically and internationally, a frequent podcast guest. He's a favorite. Dr. Wood has appeared on over 100 podcasts, including among them, Dave Asprey's Bulletproof Radio, Spartan Up Podcast, Unbeatable Mind, Ben Green's Fitness, ATP Science Podcast, and now the Transform Your Mind radio, podcast, and television show. Awesome. Now, this is going to be your best interview, okay?
I agree. Absolutely. I love your attitude.
That's right. Right. Yes. You know, we're talking about rebooting the mind here. So this is the show for you. All right. So I want to start off by, putting a pin on something you said in your bio. You said that you went back to school later in life to get your PhD in clinical counseling and psychology to learn how to heal your daughter's Crohn's disease and your wife's autoimmune disease. Right. You also said that trauma were the causes for both afflictions. Can you share the connection between trauma and autoimmune disease? Like I started the show, I've never seen that connection before.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was really because of my daughter. My wife, when I met her, I realized that she was living in a very different household than I grew up in. She had a very traumatic childhood with a very disruptive father. And so she developed Hashimoto's, which is a thyroid disorder. And so she was in a constant state of fight or flight. And it wasn't until my daughter was diagnosed with Crohn's at age 14 that we then started to look for answers for her. And she was just basically told that get off of gluten and dairy and change your diet, but they really had no answer. And then when she was 16, she disclosed to us some childhood trauma that she'd experienced between the ages of 6 and 8 that we were unaware of. She also, and I usually sometimes don't talk about this, but she actually had a second autoimmune disorder called idiopathic pulmonary hemosiderosis, which is just a long form
I'm not going to try to repeat that.
It's a long one. But basically what it is, it's another autoimmune that affects the lungs, and the iron in the lungs just causes the lungs to bleed out. And so basically that could be a death sentence, because one out of 1.2 million people get it, and a fair percentage of them die from it within 5 years. And so that is really what started having me look for answers. And I made the connection in my mind between unresolved trauma. What I mean unresolved is it's continuing to loop. The people are continuing to experience it. And so when that is active, that creates inflammation in the body. The inflammation then compromises your immune system and your neurotransmitters. So if your immune system is compromised, like it was with my daughter's, the inflammation stays active. Inflammation is basically a temporary pause in the system to protect the system against a threat. The problem for my daughter was, is the threat continued because the memory of her trauma was looping and continued to stay active. And so that's what I believe is the connection between these autoimmune issues, is if you don't resolve that trauma, it just continues because the cells. So for my daughter, it showed up in her intestinal area. You know, there's a lot of people who end up with Crohn's, colitis, IBS, things like that. And the cells go into a cell danger response. So they basically become hardened and enlarged, right, inflamed to protect the system temporarily until the danger passes. Then the immune system comes in, cleans up, and takes over. For my daughter, it didn't fix because she constantly was feeling the experiences from the trauma of her childhood. So it stayed in this active cell danger response. So after we got the trauma resolved for my daughter, she hasn't had a Crohn's flare up. And so there's no other explanation in my mind that why her Crohn's would stop and her idiopathic pulmonary issues also stopped. And so there was where I made the connection between the two.
Are you a real estate professional, wholesaler, flipper, contractor, cleaner, or service provider to the real estate industry? Then this networking event is for you. Join the ladies of ABWREI September 24th to 26th for the Real Estate Investment Retreat with educational workshops on Friday, September the 24th from 9 to 5. A property tour on Saturday, September 25th. Yes, you can add your properties to the tour for investors to make offers. Join this networking event where you can mix and pitch your services or properties to a room full of investors. The host hotel is the 12 Centennial Park Hotel, located at 400 West Peachtree Street, Northwest Atlanta. For more information or to join, visit www.abwrei.com, email info@abwrei.com, or call 1-855-716-8283. Would you like a simple, uncomplicated access to the crypto world? Real business, real people, real programs from the Buy Bank and Zen IQ technology? This is how you can make up for whatever you've lost. Maximum protection of digital assets, fusion of the crypto world and the existing financial world. Buy your own Zen IQ hub and begin to receive your Zen IQ token. Earn even more with an affiliate program. Head over to t.me/safir to buy one to register, or click the links on the show page, blog.myhelps.us, for more information. Hi there. This is Jessica Anderson, founder and creator of 360 Life Changes. Have you ever heard of a fitness card reading? At 360 Life Changes, we change the game on getting physically and mentally fit. We created fitness card decks that will tap into the best daily energetic workout possible that is completely customized to meet your individual and specific needs. The fitness card deck will openly give you the clarity you need to tap into your higher self while transforming your body to the best version of you. For more information and products and services, come check us out at 360lifechanges.com. Receive a free booster card reading when you use coupon code TRANSFORM. That website again is the number 360 LIFECHANGES.com. Yeah, well, the connection between the Crohn's disease, I understand, because a lot of times when we're in fight or flight, or when we're nervous or anything like that, we feel it in our gut. So that's definitely understandable. You know, Crohn's disease can be, you know, sometimes called irritable bowel syndrome. So you feel it in your gut. I understand that part, because you're always tense, you're always nervous. And that's definitely a fight or flight response. Now, did you understand why, like you said, your wife's autoimmune disorder showed up in her lungs, which is a weird place to get it, right? How does the breath and the lungs and the iron in the lungs has to do with your autoimmune? Tell us what's going on there.
Again, I just believe it's coming down to inflammation. So it shows up genetically different in different people. So for my daughter, it ended up in her lower intestinal area. She also ended up with her lungs. My wife ended up with a thyroid disorder. I think it just shows up depending on where your weakest link is in your system.
Right.
And so that's why it shows up in different places for different people.
Okay. Now, you mentioned specifically that your wife's trauma happened between the ages of 6 and 8.
Now, that was actually my daughter. My daughter's trauma.
That was your daughter. Okay.
Yep.
Between 6 and 8. Am I assuming, did you adopt her or something?
No, she was actually, there was another young girl in the neighborhood that was a little older that had been abusing her that we were unaware of. We thought she was just like a big sister. And so she had been abusing her and we didn't know about it. And then we moved. So we didn't, it stopped obviously because we moved. And then when she was 16, my daughter disclosed it to us. And by now she's got Crohn's. So again, we hadn't quite made that connection yet, because it was like we were told by the doctors that she's just going to have to learn to live with Crohn's. And she'll eventually, she had to have 4 resections done where they had to literally go in and cut out pieces. And so she really suffered. And they said eventually she'll just end up with a colostomy bag. And so that's why my wife said, and my wife did all kinds of research, and everything that she was learning was teaching people to live and manage and cope with it, but not fix it, because they say there's no cure for Crohn's.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they do. I mean, at one point in time, you know, I had some intestinal problems where I was getting blockages. Well, I just had one. But they thought that I had Crohn's disease. So I know exactly what you're talking about, being unable to digest certain things. So that was really good research. And that's really good information as far as addressing what you said, that if you don't take care of the trauma, it continues to loop and the inflammation is still present, because your body is constantly in fight or flight and not... your vagus nerve is not getting a chance to relax and do things like that. So one of the things on the show that I talk about constantly is trauma and abuse and things like that. So, you know, our listeners are in that space And now this is good information to know that if you're having autoimmune disorders, then maybe you might want to look at the fact that you might have unresolved childhood issues. And there's a host of people that has unresolved childhood issues. Once they talk about, you know, I belong to a group once that was called Speak Up or Speak Out or something like that. And that's because a lot of kids that, you know, had something happen to them, just like your daughter, don't talk about it. They don't talk about it until they're much older. So it's, you know, whether it's shame or well,
there's
whatever.
A lot of shame. There's a lot of shame and guilt around it because yeah. Children start to blame themselves for yes. what's going on, which is not accurate.
Right.
But the reason that happens is because a child doesn't have enough life experience to understand what they're experiencing. So yeah. They tend to take it and internalize it, right? Yeah. I must be deserving this. I must have done something wrong. Why is this happening to me? And if you don't have a lot of life experience, you could see how easily that misinterpretation could come in. Yeah. And then what happens is when they're in that situation, as long as they're in a fight or flight state, the body is getting little maintenance done. That's why people continue to get sicker. So if you're being chased by a lion, you could run on jagged rocks and bare feet and not feel the pain because your mind is not going to try to do anything but survive in that time. So when you're in this constant fight or flight, a lot of the energy that's used for maintenance is being used for survival. I grew up in this idyllic childhood, amazing parents, and I've been healthy my entire life. The only thing that makes any sense is that my nervous system as a child was always regulated.
Right.
So if I got bumped a little bit, I'm coming home and everything just settles down. So my wife never had that. My wife didn't have a safe place. There was no safe landing place. So she constantly stayed in this state of fear.
Right. That's Dr. Perry's favorite word, and that's a new word for me, regulated. You know, yes, I mean, I didn't understand what that meant, but now I have a, you know, it's one of my new words in my vocabulary, and I understand what regulated means, but maybe you might want to explain it, what that really means to our listeners.
Sure. So I know you had mentioned the vagus nerve as well. So the vagus nerve is either going to activate your sympathetic or parasympathetic nervous system. Your sympathetic is your fight or flight. And so your parasympathetic is your rest and digest. So the idea behind it is if there's a constant threat going on, your mind is feeling unsafe, your sympathetic nervous system is going to be constantly activated. And 80% of the messaging from the vagus nerve comes from the stomach. So there's where all that inflammation starts coming in, because most of the messaging, they say your gut is your second brain, is sending information to the brain that there's something wrong and we're in stress. And so then the inflammation comes in, and the rest and digest, the parasympathetic nervous system, is now turned off and is responding from the sympathetic. The idea behind it is when you're in regulation, that sympathetic responds to a threat that is current. And parasympathetic is what you're supposed to be in most of the time. The problem is coming in is that trauma continues to activate that vagus nerve sympathetic nervous system, because the mind, it's a glitch, actually. I call it, it's an error message. Your mind thinks the memory is still real. Because it sees it in real time. And so it's activating that system to try to protect you, even though there's nothing happening. It's just information about something that happened.
Yeah, that's like your response system. Right. So yeah, he was talking about, Dr. Perry was talking about when he was using the word regulated, he's talking about maybe using music to soothe you and regulate your, or having, I remember when, you know, I was doing foster care, one of the things that they had said to me is they like my house because it's structured. And that's another thing he was talking about. If people, you know, just like you said, a fear and unregulated, nothing happens at the same time, or you're always wondering, you know, let's say your father is an alcoholic and you're always wondering when he's going to come home and beat your mom or beat you or something, that is unregulated. But, you know, regulated would be like you had a perfect childhood where, you know, maybe 7 o'clock is dinner, or your father or your mom is going to tuck you in, or those type of things. So, and he wanted to, one of the things that Dr. Perry was talking about is that, you know, the first thing that you can do is start regulating them, and maybe, you know, setting up, you know, experiences that they can understand and appreciate and know that it's coming, kind of thing, which is one of the reasons I wanted to ask you about that. So now you have
just to elaborate a little bit further on that. That's one of the things that was difficult for my wife. I couldn't understand why, even though she was living in my world now, where I was very much like my father, we were doing well. So we had a beautiful home with 3 beautiful children, yet she wasn't enjoying it. Right. And it was like, why? Like, what is it about this that isn't me? She didn't understand what it was. Now I do. Mm-hmm. As a child, she learned, right, that things, good times end, and they end really quickly.
Wow.
So she never wanted to get into that position of getting her hopes up that things were going to be okay, because her experiences, which I call her atmospheric conditions, had been very dark and stormy. So she's expecting the storm. And so I don't want to start feeling safe because I know the storm's coming, even though it wasn't coming. It was that loop.
7K Metals is a membership site that allows you to buy gold and silver at the best prices delivered to your door every month. Why choose 7K Metals? Because the name 7K is about freedom. We feel that 7K per month gives you freedom. Claim your freedom today. Visit 7kmetals.com/Camille80. That website again is the number 7kmetals.com/KAMIL80.
One in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before they turn 18 years old. My name is Anu Verma. I'm a survivor, an optimist, author of Victim to Victor book, an inspirational story detailing my path from trauma to triumph, and host to Victim to Victor podcast show, which is aimed to support survivors of sexual abuse. Healing is available. It's time to find it. Join me and my diverse guests as we educate and inspire. Gain empowerment and control over your life with the many strategies and techniques that have helped me to move on. I am no longer a victim. My pain has been transformed into a powerful tool for myself and others. You can turn it around too. Victim to Victor. If you're ready to heal, this is your chance. Download and subscribe wherever you find your favorite episodes. Join us today, Victim to Victor.
Vanessa R. Pittman, a Black New York native, wife, and mother, finally focused on her dream to become a writer. She's one of the co-authors of Testaments from Survivors, Women Healed and Whole, Volume 3, which chronicles the lives of various women from all walks of life and the obstacles endured that was meant to destroy them. Each author tells the story of how they chose not to let life drag them down and how generational curses were broken for the next generation. A very empowering book for women of all ages and should be the topic of your next book club. To pick up your copy, visit Vanessa and the web at thegreeneyedravensinspirations.com. That website again is thegreeneyedravensinspirations.com. That is so sad because that is the experience of millions of people. Millions of people. That's the experience. They can't enjoy anything because they're just waiting for the axe to fall or the shoe to drop or something like that. That is, you know, and that regulating thing that I've just learned is that where it comes from, where as a child, we're so important to have that regulation, to have that structure, to have that you can depend on love. You know what I mean? And yeah, it's so important. So important.
And that's the best part about, you know, somebody asked me one time, what's the best advice you could give to a parent? Yeah. And I said, make your home safe. Yes. Because the world's going to give them enough hassles, right? Yeah. We're going to get those little bumps along the way. Everybody gets those. Right. But if you can come home and get your nervous system back into regulation, that's what happened to me as a child. So I was in this constant state of I could expand a little bit and come right back into regulation. Mm-hmm. My wife couldn't do that because there was no safety. Yeah. And so, but here's the really good news, Myrna, is not only can you manage that, which I know Dr. Perry's talking about music and all those kinds of things, our program can fix it. Okay. We don't need to live and manage with it. We can actually fix it.
Fix it. Okay. Yep. So that's good, which is basically where my next question was. But I want to say this because I thought it was very interesting the way you put it. You said that people that experience symptoms from unresolved trauma, such as addiction, PTSD, anxiety, achieving peak performance at a sport, business and relationships, you say to think of those unresolved trauma as rust. And you said that most programs and therapies solution is to paint a cover over the rust. Whereas your program, the TIPP program, removes the rust altogether. So now this is your opportunity to tell us, what does TIPP stand for and what does it do?
Okay, so TIPP is TIP. It stands for the Inspired Performance Program. And the reason we called it performance, not trauma therapy, was because I start off with the premise that there's nothing wrong with anybody. There's nothing wrong with anybody's mind. Your mind is filtering through your unique set of experiences to respond to your current present situation. And so when you talked about the rust, what I say is, if you just paint over the rust will bubble up through the paint eventually. The key is to sand it down, prime it, and then paint it. And then the rust is gone. And that's what we do. So what we do with TIP is I take you through a process. It's a 4-hour process that we basically reboot and refresh that old traumatic memory. And the best way to explain it is, and people who are listening to this, you can do this along with this, is I'll say, can you remember what you ate for dinner last night? So I'll ask you, Myrna, can you remember what you ate for dinner last night?
Yes.
What did you have?
I had rice and beans with something that we call tripe. Okay.
So when you're looking at this, you'll notice that you looked up. And when you looked up, you saw pictures, right, of what you ate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's how you stored the information about dinner last night. No other animal does that. Only humans store that kind of explicit detail about events and experiences. Mm. Now, your survival brain is operating about 95% of everything for you. And your survival brain is fully present and in the moment. Now, when we have a traumatic event, all your senses are heightened, sight, smell, hearing. So how's it going to record that? Very bright, very intense, with a tremendous amount of data brought in. So can you see where this glitch is going to come in now? If for some reason your mind accesses that memory that was traumatic and it sees all that intensity and high definition to it, when does it think it's happening?
Now.
Right now. Right. So if you're in a threatening situation, doesn't it make sense that all of a sudden your sympathetic nervous system would engage, your heart would start racing, right? You would go into that kind of a response, even though there's no threat. It's just information about a threat. That's post-traumatic stress. The person is constantly reliving through that memory. So what we do in our program is we're going to take that high definition traumatic memory and get your mind to reprocess that into the same format as to what you ate for dinner last night. Takes a lot of that intensity out of it. So now when you recall it, your mind doesn't call for the action, because when you have an emotion, the purpose of an emotion is a call for an action. The purpose of fear is to escape a threat. The purpose of anger is to attack a threat. So if you think about something that happened to you 5 years ago and your heart starts pounding, it's a glitch. It's an error message. Your mind thinks you need to do something. So I worked with the Boston Marathon bombing survivors, the Vegas shooting victims, and Rebecca Gregory, she was 3 feet from the first bomb at the Boston Marathon. And so when she came to see me 5.5 years afterwards, she was suffering from post-traumatic stress, having terror nightmares every night. Mm-hmm. And so what I said to her is, I said, as she started to talk to me, I said, Rebecca, do you know why you're shaking and crying right now? And she says, well, because I'm talking about what happened to me. Mm-hmm. I says, right, but your mind thinks there's a bomb right behind you about to go off.
Wow.
You're seeing it in real time.
Safe in your office. Yes, right.
It doesn't make any sense. By the time I was finished in the 4 hours, she could talk about everything that happened that day without shaking and crying. We reset that data so that the mind stopped calling for the action. That's the way to fix it.
Nice. I love that. You know, I feel like I've gone to school after, you know, reading that book, What Happened to Me, because I can identify with every single thing you're saying. Because Dr. Perry, he had an allergy in the book about a guy that was walking down the street and heard a motorcycle backfire, and he jumped on in the middle of the street and went into comeback position because that backfire reminded him of being in the war, right? Yep. So that's basically exactly
that's what
you're talking about. Right, exactly. So now, listen, I understand this stuff.
So what is actually amazing. Happening is his mind, your mind, right, is constantly doing Google searches. What do we know about this current environment we're in? Have we seen it before, heard it before, experienced it before? So when that gentleman heard that backfire, his mind said, what do we know about that kind of a noise? Does his Google search starts pulling up a whole bunch of data about the bombs, right? Yeah. And then creates a flight response.
Yes.
And it has, you have no choice in that matter. And that's why I say there's nothing wrong with that person. Their mind's doing exactly what it's designed to do, which is protect you. Right. However, it's dealing with faulty information. It's dealing with old data.
Wow. Yes.
And we can fix that.
Wow. Right. That's absolutely amazing. That is absolutely amazing because you're right. You know, you go to a therapist and you tell them that, you know, you're having these nightmares or you're back in Vietnam or wherever you were, or you're back in the bomb, and they just give you a pill. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that there's doctors like you that are trying to fix it instead of just paint over it, like you're saying, like a pill, which is a way of painting over it, I would assume, right? Wow.
What the pill is doing is blocking the Google search. It's not fixing the problem. So you numb yourself out so you don't feel that pain, right? You're not experiencing. That's why when people are taking the medication, they're not experiencing those symptoms because they're not thinking about it. The mind's not recalling that data. But as soon as the medication wears off, right, they go back into their normal response and start doing Google searches. That's what I call it. Your brain's brilliant.
You know, I know that every single thing that we do is recorded, right? We only remember some of it, the important things, but every single thing is recorded. So yeah, when it's doing the Google search, it's going back to memories, you know? Now, you also said that your program, your TIPP program, also helps people by rebooting, you know, panic attacks and anxiety. So I guess it works the same way. If I can think this through, it will be, you know, the panic attack and anxiety is the fight or flight response to this memory, right?
Correct. Yeah. Right. So panic attacks are basically, it's actually a combination of the emotional and physical. So the mind is feeling threatened for some reason, but it can't find the danger. And then what happens is it starts to activate your nervous system, right? And so all of a sudden now your brain starts getting messages from the vagus nerve, from the system saying, right, we're running low on oxygen. So the brain is like, there's got to be a lion around here somewhere. I can't see the lion, right? And then the body starts sending messages like, our CO2 has changed, our oxygen level has changed, right? And so all of those signals come into the brain when the brain's already feeling a stress. It then goes into a panic attack.
Styles Bioea is a Black-owned Atlanta boutique offering trendy fashions for the curvaceous and confident woman. We carry sizes extra small to 5X. At Styles Bioea, we believe in finding clothes that make you feel confident, beautiful, and sexy, no matter your curves. So, what's your style? Visit us at www.stylesbioea.com or meet us at our pop-up shop every Friday at 415 Edgewood Avenue, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. That's www.stylesbioea.com. In the book, How Many Faces, Nicola Anderson is a ruthless businesswoman who doesn't suffer fools lightly. At the top of the food chain in the business world, the curvy CEO has all that she needs and considers men as an afterthought. However, she's powerless against a chance meeting, a whirlwind romance, and a fast descent into love. What happens when her basest desires are about to be the reason for her downfall? With her heart and livelihood at stake, just how far will she go to protect the things she holds dear? Dive into this steamy novella, How Many Faces, and discover how hard a woman pushes back when her back is against a wall. How Many Faces, now available on Amazon or wherever you get your books. Were you ever the victim of identity theft? I was. For about the cost of a movie ticket, ID Shield monitors your personal data 24/7, 365 days a year by watching credit reports, scanning the dark web, and alerting you of any changes or possible misuse of your personal data. Each person is protected for up to $1 million on any cost incurred as a result of identity theft. Get the Legal Shield mobile app to help you prepare your will and other legal matters. To sign up for Legal Shield, head over to vsvaleriestokes.wearelegalshield.com or click the link on the show page, blog.myhelps.us. That website again is vsvaleriestokes.wearelegalshield.com.
So I wrote a patent for a band that you can wear on your wrist to detect a panic attack up to an hour before.
Oh, really?
Because the panic attacks are starting before you know it. Wow. So the mind is doing this constant search, right? Looking for a problem that it can't find, starts to activate the nervous system, which then starts sending messages to the brain. And it's happening up to an hour before the panic attack happens.
Wow.
But people think the panic attack come on instantly.
Suddenly. Yeah.
It was starting an hour before. So the idea behind this band is that the band will detect when the mind is starting to do that. And then when it's starting to recognize, and then what I teach you in our program is how to shut it down.
Wow.
So this we've had a lot of people go through who have had panic attacks who have just stopped because we can shut it down. Again, it's another glitch.
It's good information. I'm loving this. I'm loving our conversation. I now see why you're a podcast favorite, because this is good stuff. Because you know that, mental health, you know, when I grew up, I thought that, you know, people that had mental health issues or the people that you see walking the street, you know, they're homeless, you know, they're talking to themselves, maybe, you know, their hair is on comb kind of thing. That's right. Who I thought. But, you know, since I've been in this space, I know that, you know, mental health could come from you know, you're not being loved as a child, you know, you got, you know, abused as a child, you got, you know, you went to war, you know, you've got PTSD. I mean, there's so many minute things that can cause you stress and cause you to not, could even be something as simple as someone telling you in school that you'll never amount to anything. And people replay that in their mind for 40 years and lose stress and sleep. So this information is good at where the research is coming along, where people can get help so that they can have, you know, a decent life and not always be in panic mode and, you know, and this type of stuff. So this is pretty good. All right. Yeah. So,
and that's what I said. I know we're probably going to maybe talk about at one point, but the second book I wrote was called Emotional Concussions. Exactly those kinds of things. They're not the big T traumas. They're that coach that told you you're never going to be good enough, the teacher that told you you're not smart enough, the parent that said, you know, you'll never make it, you know, give that whole plan up, right? You're not going to make it. Those are emotional concussions, like you said, can keep looping for 40 years and stop people. And, you know, and we look at people who are highly successful and we think, well, they mustn't have any problems. They must be fine. But they're dealing, I had a lady come in whose husband is a professional athlete, but she dealt with a lot of trauma as a child. Mm-hmm. And so same kind of thing as my wife, couldn't understand why I've got all the money, I've got everything going for me, I've got a husband that loves me and children, but I'm not enjoying life.
I'm not happy.
And that was becoming from that experience as a child.
Wow.
And it kept on looping.
Yeah. And that mind, your mind is such... So it's such a wonderful organ, like you said, you know.
It's brilliant. God created us to heal, right? Created our mind and bodies to heal. And what I say is, what's interfering with your ability to heal are these events and experiences that are looping, keeping you in an active state of fight or flight. That's all.
Well, we can call them stuck. They're just stuck.
They're stuck. They're exactly stuck. They're on constant looping. You know, your computer's spinning, right? That's what it's doing.
Yes. No. And actually, that's a good analogy, because when the computer is spinning, it's not doing a darn thing.
You know, what do we do? We shut it down and reboot it, right? That's what we're going to do with our program.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. Shut it down and reboot it.
Yep.
All right. So that's a good segue into your book. Your book is called You Must Be Out of Your Mind. We All Need a Reboot. So tell us about your book, why you wrote the book, and what's basically the message that you're sending out with that?
The first book was written really about the program and how it was developed. I talk about how my daughter and my wife were living this life. The only solution had been medically, you know, give them prescriptions and medications. And that led me on the search to try to find. And what I discovered is that this trauma is what was continually activating their nervous system, which was then creating their issues. So that's why I said, we all need a reboot. We got to get you out of that mind, right? We've got to reboot that mind and reset it to its original manufacturing settings, right?
All right. So where's the plug? Where can I plug out?
Exactly. Yeah. Just need a reboot. And like I said, everybody, you know, can benefit from that, because like I said, the highest performing people, because when we have this unresolved trauma, not only does it affect the mind, it affects the body, and it actually affects the energy. So I have a great story to share with you. A gentleman, Marco Chisetto. Marco is a marathon runner from Kenya who got a scholarship to the University of Alaska. And he didn't really do very well, him and his cousin both. His cousin committed suicide. Marco was so affected by that he tried to take his own life, and then passed out in the snow for 3 days and ended up losing his legs to frostbite. So now Marco had to learn how to walk again, let alone run. And then he decided he wanted to continue being a marathon runner. So they built him the blades to run on. And so Marco came to see me because they said, we really think this guy's a potential Olympic champion, but he's plateaued. He's not performing higher no matter how much more training he's getting. We now think it's in his mind. So Marco came to see me, and then 9 days later ran in his first marathon and took 15 seconds per mile off his marathon time, which is huge at that level.
Good for you. So then you obviously rebooted him.
And then a few weeks later, ran in the Boston Marathon in 2019 and broke the world record. Wow. He's now the world record holder. And then a few months later, ran the Chicago Marathon, broke his own world record by another 5 minutes, and got signed by Nike. And what I explained to Marco is that when we have this unresolved trauma looping, we actually affect the mitochondria in the cell. The actual ATP, the energy of the cell, right, is also compromised. When we release that trauma, the energy also is released. So I didn't make Marco a better runner. He already was that runner. Obviously. He just didn't have all the power. Great. And so when you release that extra power, that can be used for healing, can be used for focus, athletic performance, right? We all have another gear. And that's really what it is it gets you to that next gear, that next level. Even high performing people can also benefit and reboot and get to another gear.
Wow. That's a good story. Yeah. Wow. So I'm thinking that's what coaches do, you know, in order to, you know, I was reading something. I don't remember which one. Maybe it was Tom Brady's book, because he has a book on high performance. But, you know, somewhere along the line, I heard that when a coach is trying to get the best out of his player, he understands that player. He understands his history, because in order for you to get them to that next level, you've got to understand what you're dealing with. And that's basically, I mean, the coach is not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but he understands that if this player is not performing, it's because of maybe something in his past or some situation he's dealing with even now currently, and maybe you will get him the right help. But that's the way that you get peak performance. Yeah, everything has to be running on all cylinders. That's a new word that I heard. Okay. Yep.
No, it's exactly right. And so a good coach will recognize that. And no, you can't coach with one system. If you've got 30 players on your team, you better have 30 different ways to, because nobody's experienced the same life.
It's going to be the same thing. Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
And so that understanding is actually really the key. It's one of the things that I talk about as well. Understanding that things couldn't have been any different than they were, right? Based on the way your mind filters through your atmospheric conditions.
Okay. All right. So I guess this is the time in the program where you tell us about, because I mean, I'm pretty sure that people are listening here now or watching on TV and saying, wow, how can I get some of this TIPP method that is going to reboot me? So tell our listeners how they can connect with you. Obviously pick up your books. Does the book share the rebooting secrets, or they've got to come to you directly?
Yeah, they can either do it two different ways. If you go to gettipp.com, you'll get the information on the program. So you can either do it digitally online. I take you through the whole 4-hour program online, or you can come and personally see me for a one-on-one experience. Either way, depending on what people want to do. But if you go to gettipp.com, and I think they're offering some sort of a promotion for your listeners as well for /transform. Okay. And I think you get a discount on it for your listeners. So either way, either the online or digital experience or one-on-one with me. And the book basically shares how I came up with the program and does share some, you know, tips, but you really need to go through the program. The book could certainly give you, what a lot of people do is they listen to the book, and I have stories about different people who have gone through the program, and people will say, oh, when I heard that story, I went, that was me. Right. And my wife, so funny, Myrna, when I met my wife and she told me about this trauma she'd experienced, she swore me to secrecy. I could never tell anybody, right? It was, again, all that shame and guilt. Yeah, that didn't make sense to me, but I honored that, right? And now, after she's gone through the program, she'll sit and share it with you all day. She says, now everybody knows her life. Complete opposite, right? But again, there's nothing wrong. Children who have experienced abuse, right, they hold a lot of that in because there's that shame and guilt. This program really helps release all of that.
Yes, that is beautiful.
Introducing Bijou, bridging the gap of our differences through art, journalism, and community activism. Supporting Bijou is helping to spread awareness of the trauma colonialism has had and continues to have on society. Learn more at bijou.com. That's BIIIJUU.com. Bijou, the world is waiting for you.
Thanks to Ariel Octavia for supporting the Transform Your Mind podcast. Are you a musician or filmmaker looking for a professional video editor? Then head over to editforreal.com. Ariel specializes in sound design, color correction, and color grading. Whether you're an amateur or professional, she is here to help you achieve your final touches. Visit Ariel on the web at www.editforreal.com. That's www.editforreal.com for more information. Thanks to the Two Piece Store for supporting the Transform Your Mind radio and podcast. Summer's here, and I know you want to get your fashion on. Head over to twopiecestore.com and save big on trending summer two-piece outfits for both men and women. We have all sizes, including plus sizes, and we offer free shipping. So hurry up and save big. That's the number 2, PIECESTORE.com. Married on Unfiltered is a podcast vlog. Think married with single people tendencies. We tackle a range of topics that married people deal with every day. But instead of sounding like your mom, dad, or pastor, we'll bring it to you like it's your crazy uncle or cool aunt. Our aim is to show people it's okay to be different and for couples or partners to live their truth securely. There's so much judgment around what a relationship should look like, which places anxiety, stress, and pressure on married couples to fit that mold. Allow us to show you that there is no mold and how to ignore them haters. The success of your relationship is what y'all wish it to look like. Check out Married and Unfiltered on YouTube by clicking the link on the show page, blog.myhelps.us, or searching Married and Unfiltered. All right. So our listeners know that, our regular listeners know that they can head over to the show page, which is blog.myhelps.us. On there, you will see a transcript of my conversation with Dr. Wood today, as well as links to the gettip.com and with the coupon code transform. I think we have to make sure they set that up, because I don't think they sent that to me yet, but I will add that as part of the link to get a discount. So that's awesome. So yeah, this was really, really good information. And you know, I love the universe. The universe and God, it just gives me exactly what I asked for. I mean, after I read that book, I said to myself, the book, What Happened to Me? I said, you know what? I need to have someone on the show that talks about that.
Beautiful. Well, it was the same thing with all my research, Myrna. Every time I turned around, something else just showed up. I said, God's just leading this, right? And it just keeps showing up. And and had my wife and daughter not experienced, I wish they never did. But the fact that they did is the only reason I'm doing this, because I didn't have that life. I wouldn't have had that reason to do it.
No, you're right. You said you went back to school because of what, got your PhD and became an expert on this topic. Yep. But I mean, your interview was booked over a month ago. I just finished reading this book like last week. So.
Oh, wow. Wow, God does work in mysterious ways.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So that's amazing. Now, we didn't go into, we touched on it. We didn't go into the depth of, what Dr. Perry was talking about, but it's it was my foundation. It was my base so that we can have the conversation that we had today, which was a good one.
So, yeah, and yes. I think what Dr. Perry and mm-hmm. Oprah were talking about in that book is basically what I call those atmospheric conditions. So if you grew up, right, in a mm-hmm. certain kind of environment, those are your atmospheric conditions that are used to shape the way your mind works.
If you've
lived in these very stormy conditions most of your life, that feels normal.
Yeah.
Right. And so you're used to that. And all of a sudden you can change that. Right. That's huge for people. And so as long as they're in those dark, stormy conditions, it's going to affect their health.
Yes.
It absolutely has to.
Yes. Yes. Your health, your relationships, you know, your joy, your peace, everything until you reboot yourself or transform your mind or whatever we want to call it. It takes work. And that's basically it. It doesn't happen automatically. It takes work. I mean, I've had so many conversations on the show. I have the interview that's airing right now. It's the negative self-talk from that happens, like you just talked about. You know, you blame yourself, right? Negative self-talk from trauma. You know, somebody does something to you and you feel for some way that you are maybe responsible for it, or mm-hmm. maybe you could have done something differently. You know, I had my pastor on here a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about the fixed mindset. And, you know, in order to get rid of that fixed mindset, you've got to use like a sledgehammer. But everything needs work. You've got to, you know, we're talking about your program. You're going to come in and you're going to do a program. It's not, you can't just read the book and get the advice. You got to do a program. So, yes, if you take anything away from these conversations that we're having, is that if you do not have any joy in your life, if you do not have any peace, you know, I give an example of, you know, a car backfiring and you feel that you're back in Vietnam, or, I mean, it could be any trigger. It could be, you know, like Dr. Wood was talking about the girl, his client that was, you know, saw the bomb, or right now we're going through, as we're speaking, we're going through this horrendous event where the condo fell down and people, while they're sleeping, are buried under rubble. I mean, can you think of what, you know, the people that were in that came out, and the family members of these people, the trauma that they're going to be experiencing. So many people that live in condos now are going to be afraid to go to bed. It's, you know, there's these events in life that are going to shape your joy and your peace. So
exactly. So the key, and if you read all the self-help books, they'll tell you to stay present and be in the moment. But our minds don't naturally work that way. So we have to train it to do that. Yes. And that's really what our program does, is basically helps you be able to stay present and in the moment. And that's the best way to lead our most successful and happy and prosperous lives.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody now has been talking about mindfulness and meditation, and I'm not sure how that relates to trauma. I know that's how I find my peace. But you know, whatever trauma I had, if I had any, it's been long removed. But right. But I do practice my self-care and, you know, meditation daily. And, you know, I regulate myself. You know, I didn't even know that's what I was doing, but I regulate myself by walking 5K every day. You know what I mean? That's all part mm-hmm. of regulation, you know? So
absolutely.
Yes.
A lot of those things that you can do to sort of help as well. And then the ultimate tool is to basically get it resolved, so that if there is anything that is underlying that rust, mm-hmm. right, let's just get that sanded down and prime it and then paint it over.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, this has been a wonderful interview. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. I learned a few things that I didn't learn. So my trauma bank of knowledge is getting deeper. So as we wrap up, Dr. Wood, just want to thank you again for coming on the show. Thank you for sharing your expertise. I'm hoping that my listeners run out and, you know, get your book. And the book is called You Must Be Out of Your Mind. We All Need a Reboot. And then your audio book is called What Are Emotional Concussions? And you explained a few of them, and as well get your program. So any last words before we wrap up?
No, I certainly appreciate the time and having the opportunity to communicate this message. You know, and the big message is that there's nothing wrong with anybody. Everybody's mind is perfectly fine. It's just actually filtering through a whole bunch of these events and experiences, and you just need a reboot.
That's it. I love that. Reboot. All right. Well, listen, thank you guys for tuning in to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. If you have not done so, please, and you're listening to this on iTunes, please subscribe and leave a review. I bring you great quality guests like Dr. Wood every week as we try to transform your mind so that you can transform your life. Until next time, blessings.